course, not a long distance, you know, but from, say, from home to church and to the neighbors and to the kin folks and,
yeah.
you know, the relatives. That's the way we used to travel when I was real, real small.
Uh-huh. Did say on the wagon, on the wheel of the wagon, do you remember what that metal strip that went around the outside was?
Rim.
Oh, the rim?
The rim,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And the spokes.
Uh-huh.
The spokes, you know, in the, and the wheel.
Did you remember what that piece of wood was that the spokes went into?
Axle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the axle.
Uh-huh.
If that axle broke, then you just die and you come. Yeah, yeah. If you were going very fast, it was just like a wheel running off. Of course, it didn't go that fast, but it was like a car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would go. Well, you see in on television where these covered wagons
mm-hmm.
and these westerns where the wheels
right.
come off, you know,
yeah,
and they because they wouldn't turn over. The wagons wouldn't turn over
yeah.
like those covered wagons do because
right.
they're top heavy.
Yeah, yeah. Can you remember what sound the opposite end of the axle? There's a piece of wood, kind of curved piece of wood that the rim went around. Can you remember what that piece of wood was called? It's usually curved and had two holes for the spokes.
I sure can.
Do you ever hear anybody call it something like a belly, something like that?
I can't remember about that. It's just the axle that the spokes go into that. I don't remember what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, because I was just real, real young at
yeah.
that time. And I can't remember.
Can you tell me something about how they planted crops and stuff around here? You know, when they had mules and stuff?
Well, you just plowed.
Mm-hmm.
You just hooked the mule up to the plow, and you did all the plowing, and then you just fixed your rows, and then well, back then, you did all your planting by dropping the seeds by
mm-hmm.
hand. But now, of course, they have the things that the seed goes
mm-hmm.
in, and you know,
yeah, yeah.
the mechanical thing.
Wow. Did you know after you plowed? Did you? What did you use to break the ground up finer? I mean, if the ground was you know solid, I don't guess you could plant it.
Disc.
A disc.
Disc. Uh-huh. A disc. And a harrow.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I guess you used both of those and then the plow.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The plow was the last thing I get. No, you disc it. You disc it after it's... No, you disc it is the first thing, isn't it? I think it is.
I think you plow it up and then you disc it to break
yeah.
it up fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's something that goes over it that gets all the clods and all the roots and
oh,
all
yeah.
the things. And then you go back in there with the plow and make the rows, you know, everything's in rows.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I bet you that's a lot of work.
I hated it with a passion. And picking cotton, even as small as I was, I picked 100 pounds of cotton a day.
Wow.
When I was 10 years old, I could pick 125 pounds of cotton. I didn't ever have to do
yeah.
that very much, but I did.
Because, mm-hmm.
as I said, we lost our mother when I was 10. And Dad didn't farm very much after then. We had our own home and our farm and everything. Of course, there were seven of us, and Daddy just went to pieces. And of course, we just sold everything out and moved to Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about some of the work you did? In grazing cotton. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, well, you just... you.